Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Good. Not too bad. Not too bad this morning. At least where we sit. Well, you sure don't have to go very far to see snow. We'll let you in on that secret here in a minute. Kendall's in with us this morning, though, as we get going here today. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got a used washer dryer stack type unit, less than 1 year old. Used Maytag drying center. Got a couple of front load washers, gas and electric clothes dryers. Used portable dishwasher, older model, but works good. Used built-in dishwashers, have two of those. Several used microwave hood combinations. $25 and take your pick. They're guaranteed to work. Got a used Maytag front-load washer-dryer set in excellent condition. Used luxury water softener, a couple of years old. Got a natural gas direct vent water heater. Large capacity upright freezer, about 20 cubic foot. And a used smooth-top electric range. Got gas and electric water heaters. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away. And, yes, we service it after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Got refrigerators, got over 70 units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. We offer Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side-by-sides, and, of course, the very popular French door bottom freezer. And, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I realize if you, let's just say, for example, if you live in Atlantic and you look out the window this morning, you're probably going to be thinking, well, gee, we didn't get any snow at all. Where'd all the snow go? Well, it went to the east of us and went to a little bit to the north of us and, in some cases, to the south of us. It went mostly past us to the east. But you don't have to go really very far to find a significant amount of snow here in the area this morning, and it is causing a few problems with a few school districts doing some late starts and things. You know, really, if you hop in the car and drive about 20 minutes to the east of Atlantic, you're going to start running into some pretty decent snowfall, and depending upon where you go, you might run into a foot or more in some places here to the east of us. But I know, Chris, you got a couple of late starts here this morning?
Yeah, just one late start in Ottawa Valley on a two-hour late start here this morning. Panorama wanted to let folks know they'll run their buses where possible, and then West Central Valley of Stewart is running their buses on the hard service roads only today.
Hey, you didn't have to go very far to find some of that stuff, too. And it's not just the snow that fell. It's a little bit of drifting that's going on in some of those areas, too, especially in some of the rural areas that are out there. So if you're traveling again this morning and heading to the east of where we are, if you're staying on the main roads, you're probably okay. But if you're going to get off the beaten path once in a while, you may find a little bit of drifting. That wind was pretty solid yesterday. And we actually found some pretty good breeze this morning when we walked out the door, too. So you're still going to find a little bit of that. You know, along those same lines, I got this email the other day that made me think. You know, some folks, depending upon how you look at things, you know, you've heard people say that the United States is a country of laws. The United States, we're a country of immigrants. You know what I think the United States is? I think we're a country of associations. Have you ever thought about how many associations there are out there? I swear if there are more than two people involved in anything, somebody's forming an association of some sorts. I get this thing the other day. I never heard of such a thing. But I get this email the other day, and it's all about the weather conditions and such that have been going on. We haven't had the worst winter so far this year. We seem to be getting a little bit more snow as we get here toward the end. But I get this email that says, de-icing your driveway and preventing snow and ice mishaps on your property. Here are some tips. As the snow continues to fall and ice continues to accumulate, some tips for keeping the ice at bay on your driveway and reducing ice mishaps on your property. And this comes from, all right, you ready for this? The Snow and Ice Management Association.
Okay.
The Snow and Ice Management Association. It's a national association for snow removal professionals. I'm sure they take it seriously, but like I said, I think if you have more than two people involved in anything, you form an association right away. But they do the SIMA. It's the Snow and Ice Management Association. And it is something, I mean, it is serious, though, too. You're talking about winter weather, driving, walking. You know, there's still a lot of folks, if you're out in the mornings at all, it doesn't matter that it's cold outside. A lot of the folks that you see jogging in the middle of summer are still out jogging or walking early in the mornings and different times of the day. In the winter weather as well. So, you know, they depend on folks to have the the drives, the walks, all those things kind of cleared off. So, you know, it can be hazardous if you're out there. And ice sometimes even more dangerous than the snow. Because even in the snow, what lurks beneath? You may find some ice down there underneath as well, especially when we get into this later part of the winter season. You know, a lot of times we'll see some of that snow fall, and then we'll see some of that snow start to melt, and then overnight it freezes up underneath maybe some of that snow that's already fallen. Or you get some of that wet, slushy snow, and we all know how that can turn out sometimes underneath. So just because there's snow on top doesn't mean there might not be something even more dangerous down below. So, you know, if you don't get any traction, kind of hard to get around. So ice creates weight on trees. It creates power line issues. It can wreak havoc on communities during the inclement weather in the winter. And so the Snow and Ice Management Association was tossing out five tips for us to remember when we're de-icing our treacherous icy areas on our property. Tip number one, salt. We all probably have some in the closet somewhere, sitting by the front door, the back door, the porch, somewhere close to a door, probably right next to the shovel. We have some salt sitting there. Well, rock salt is an effective de-icer, and it can be very helpful when you're de-icing areas of your property. But do remember, it can lose its effectiveness as the temperatures go down, especially when the temperature is below 20 degrees. They say the best indicator of salt's performance related to temperature is to determine the temperature of your pavement as well. So sometimes if it's real cold out, that salt you're throwing out there might not actually do a whole lot to help your problem. If you have newly poured concrete, it might actually cause you even more problems than you realize. Their second tip is to use the proper material. You know, while salt is a great first defense as a de-icer, it may lose its effectiveness at those colder temperatures. So if the temperature is below 20 degrees, you might want to consider using some other products that can melt ice at lower temperatures. Things like calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, or some other blended materials. But they do suggest that you be sure that the product does contain more than just trace elements of any given product. Tip number three from the Snow and Ice Management Association is to spread the de-icer evenly. When you're applying that de-icer, be sure to spread it evenly across the surface. You don't want to put too much in one spot. You want to spread a base amount across the icy area and allow the product some time to work. And be careful not to spread or throw the material past the surface that you're trying to de-ice. Many of those de-icing materials can have adverse effects on trees, plants, and grass. Yes, it can. You see some dead grass there along the edge of your driveway, that might be one of the problems there, too, when it comes to the spring. So you want to be careful not to throw it out into the grass, trees, plants, grass, all those kinds of things, especially if they have repeated exposure. That there are a few products out there that are used as de-icers that actually act like fertilizers, but they aren't as effective or as common. So watch those kinds of things, too, or you might get a surprise when the snow melts and you wait for that grass to grow back in the spring. Also, they say tip number four is to watch your back. De-icing materials can be heavy. Yes, they can. You buy that big bucket of de-icing compound. What's it, about 40 pounds? So be careful how much you try to carry at one time, especially when you're walking out there on the ice and snow. It's nice to maybe have an old coffee can or something around, some other smaller container you can use to carry around that salt, or maybe invest in one of those little spreaders to ensure the salt is applied evenly and effectively. And also tip number five is to make sure you store it carefully, because moisture causes de-icers to lose effectiveness, to clump, and to freeze, so you want to be sure and store them in some sort of an airtight container. You ever leave it out in the garage, in the bag, in the winter, thinking, I'll just leave it there, I'll use it again next year. Come back next year and you find that bag is one big rock. It's just one big rock. It's all stuck together. Best place to store de-icers might be in your garage, but you want to make sure it's clamped down tight, maybe on a high shelf so it's out of the reach of young children and pets as well. So there you go. Everything you needed to know about all that good stuff. You know, they say to spread it evenly. Haven't we all done that? Where you start to spread it and then the whole big glob of it all comes out in one spot. You ever then try to take and spread it from that spot where it fell and think, oh boy, I don't want to waste all that right there. I'm going to spread that around a little bit. So maybe use your boot or your shoe or something, try to spread it around, or maybe get a broom or something, try to put that. Never works, does it? It never works. It just all clumps up right then and there. So good stuff. Snow and Ice Management Association. There you go. It's an association. They must know what they're talking about. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got chest and upright freezers, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Got the sizes from 5 soon, including 25 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as built-in ovens, drop-ins, ranges, slide-in ranges, cooktops, and microwave hoods and range hoods. Of course, stop trade-ins on any clean use range at W&S Appliance. Got lots of washers and dryers in stock, top load and front load in small and large and super capacity models. If space is a problem, we offer some stack units. We have for Whirlpool, Maytag, Man, and LG. Also Speed Queen, which is made in the United States and carry a very extensive warranty. 3-year parts and labor and in-home warranty service. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 on the washer transmission. Stop and see us at W&S. The pot's on and try to do it today. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Did you see the video that that guy out in Massachusetts made? The snowplow driver?
Yeah.
He made a dashboard cam video of while he's cleaning the street, and they got tons of snow, like 2-3 feet of snow, and he's plowing in cars, and he's laughing about how he's burying these cars, and you're not going to find them until spring and stuff. Well, it was kind of funny to watch and listen. It's only funny because it didn't happen here.
Yeah.
He's no longer a member of the Snow and Ice Management Association.
Not the most intelligent video ever recorded.
No, not a smart move. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate you coming out this morning. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.